USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian troops on Wednesday continued their assault of a factory city targeted in their push to grab a chunk of eastern Ukraine. While President Biden changed his mind and said that he will supply advanced rockets to Kyiv to help it force Moscow to the negotiation table, the long-range rockets have the potential to strike Russian cities. If the holiday weekend was any indication, we're in for a rough summer for air travel, with staff shortages and severe weather. Summer travel plans pushing up against the limits of the airline's capabilities to recover from the two-year pandemic. Passengers should be prepared for fewer choices, higher prices, and more delays. Denmark's largest energy company said Russia cut off its gas supply Wednesday because it refused to pay in rubles. The latest escalation over European energy amid the war in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Although the Senate and House are not in session this week, it's always campaign season.
The Senate and House are not in session this week, but that's not stopping Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, from addressing supporters in Maysville, Kentucky. McConnell touting the bipartisan infrastructure bill as an example of lawmakers working together on legislation.
I felt that the infrastructure package, which we've been trying to pass through several different presidencies and coming up short, a major infrastructure package, was good for the country.
The bill helps rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
British Columbia and Canada will decriminalize small amounts of drugs for personal use, the government announced, in a first-of-its-kind measure in Canada that aims to tackle the opioid crisis. In a statement on Tuesday, the BC government said the province has been granted a 3-year exemption to Canada's federal drug control statutes. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
This day in history. Flash, June 1st, 1779. Benedict Arnold is court-martialed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Arnold was charged with 13 counts of misbehavior. It's believed this action led to Arnold's more treasonous actions later in life. Flash, 1926. Marilyn Monroe was born in Los Angeles, California. Flash, 1967. The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Writing in the Times of London, the critic Kenneth Tennant called the release of Sgt. Pepper a decisive moment in the history of Western civilization.
When Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, we hope you will enjoy the show.
For 60 years, Ted Sams regretted missing his high school graduation. Now 78 years old, Sams can finally call himself a graduate after receiving his diploma Friday with the class of 2022 at Southern California's San Gabriel High School, west of Los Angeles. Back in 1962, when he was a high school senior, Sams got in trouble and was suspended for 5 days before the end of the school year. He said he missed a crucial final exam and had to make it up over the summer. After making it up, the school continued to decline his diploma because he still owed about $5 for a book. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.